2022 elections now a week away. I'm Chris Foster of Fox News. With the midterms coming up next Tuesday, Republicans are expected to take back the House with Senate control a toss-up.
President Biden has said if Democrats maintain control of Congress, he'll push for a bill to codify abortion protections. If Republicans take the House, many have said they will, at the very least, conduct more oversight. After the Border Patrol's fiscal year ended with record-breaking migrant encounters, Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw told the Fox News Rundown podcast, the border is one thing they will hold hearings on.
And that results in public pressure.
Crenshaw said they'll also continue writing letters to the president about domestic oil and gas production and that a discussion about entitlement programs running out of money is necessary. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Just in, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts steps in to delay the handover of former President Trump's tax returns to Democrats on the House Ways and Means Committee. President Biden has campaign events in Florida today. He's threatening higher taxes on oil companies, historically high profits.
Rather than increasing our investments in America or giving American consumers a break, their excess profits are going back to their shareholders and they're buying back their stocks, so the executive pays are going to skyrocket. Give me a break. Enough is enough.
Congress would have to approve any higher taxes. Expected in court today in San Francisco, the man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband Paul with a hammer on Friday. The speaker was not home. Police say David DePapp confessed and said he planned to break her knees if she lied to him. There's been a mass drive-by shooting in Chicago.
Police say 14 people were shot, three of them children, ages 3, 11, and 13. David Brown is Chicago police superintendent.
It begins and then it's over by 3 seconds. The car is pulling out after driving by and shooting randomly, really, into the crowd.
Cops say several of the victims are in critical condition. No suspects in custody.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. Stocks are flat to start the day on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. A rapper from the top-selling group Migos is shot and killed in Houston. Versace. Yeah, by the name Takeoff, 28 years old, shot outside a bowling alley there for a private party. Two other people are hurt, not members of the group, police say. One person's killed, seven others reported wounded in gunfire at a crowded Halloween house party in Kansas City, Kansas. Police say they've made no arrest there, that the bullets were fired from outside the house after the people involved were asked to leave. Hillary Clinton wants former President Trump to pay her legal fees after a judge threw out his racketeering lawsuit against her.
Attorneys for Clinton filed a motion in a federal court Monday asking the court to impose sanctions on Trump, calling the lawsuit that alleged Clinton and others engaged in a conspiracy to undermine his 2016 campaign with accusations of Russian collusion a political stunt. The former president filed the civil suit in March, claiming that he had suffered over $24 million in losses as a result of the rumors about collusion between his presidential campaign and Russia. A U.S. district judge appointed by former President Bill Clinton in 1997 tossed the lawsuit out in September, citing deficiencies in the plaintiff's argument. Trump's legal team has appealed that decision to the 11th Circuit. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A one-time dose of an experimental malaria drug shows protection for 6 months.
That drug, developed by the U.S. National Institutes of Health, and gives people a big dose of malaria-fighting antibodies. The higher dose of antibodies was 88% effective in protecting people from the killer disease compared to a placebo. One problem with it, though, it has to be given by IV, so it's hard to deliver on a big scale. Malaria killed about 620,000 people worldwide in 2022. Jill Nato, Fox News.
No winner in last night's billion-dollar Powerball drawing. The winning numbers 13, 19, 36, 39, 59 in the Powerball 13. That means tomorrow's drawing climbs to $1.2 billion so far. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.